Thank you for joining us today on Answers. The book of Revelation refers to Satan being overcome by two powerful tools, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The actual Greek word translated testimony is the word martyrius. It is obvious that this word has connection to our modern word martyr. We must understand that while most of us may never have to die for our Lord, we will all preach a message through the way we live. The word martyrius is more than just the final chapter of life. It is the entire book about a life of sacrifice. Now let's join Pastor and Answers Bible teacher Craig Stallard for the message today. They overcame by the word of their martyrius.
When God thought it and conveyed it, I'm going to tell you, this universe came into existence with all of its glory. The creation was this, the thought of God, and it was represented when he spoke it. That was Logos, the power of Logos. And John 1 verse 14, when you read down that, it says, "And the Logos became flesh and dwelt among us." Here's something you need to think about. That word just doesn't mean you saying it. I've heard this before, words are cheap. But you know what? There's something more than just getting up and proclaiming something with your mouth. There's the actual doing of it. There's the actual performance. And one thing about God is when God thinks it, he's able to do it. I'm going to say that again. When God thinks it, he's able to do it. That will of God's able to perform what he says, I'm able to do it, to perform my word. Let me show you something about this. The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is something that was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. The Bible says that he was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But it had to come to a performance of it. Just something that's in your mind in 2014. I know you might have things that you want to do for God and dreams and aspirations in the kingdom of God, but I'm going to tell you, it means nothing unless you're willing to get down and let Logos be conveyed into the performance of it. God's not looking just for your confession or your profession. God's looking for the actions. Show me by the word of your martyrius that you mean business. Romans 5:7 says this, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die." Then I love Romans 5:8. Says, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know what that is? Here it is in another translation. It says, God demonstrates his own love for us. It's not just that God loved us in his mental imaging. It's that God loved us in action. That's why we have the Lamb. Not just that was slain before the foundation of the world, but that was slain. He is the Lamb that was slain. When you go to the book of Revelation, it talks about him in the past tense. Before the foundation of the world, it's future tense, but in Revelation, it's past tense. It calls him the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. I'm glad it was more than just the mind of God, but God has demonstrated his love towards us. Another translation says, God has shown his love towards us. Another says that the proof of God's amazing love is that he was willing while we were yet sinners to die for us. Let me tell you what God's looking for, and I know I'm jumping into the middle of the message, but God's looking for people who are willing to be dead men to themselves, but alive to God. And martyrius doesn't mean that every one of you would be given your life as a martyr. What we've done is we've taken that and really narrowed it down to just one little phase of it. Martyrius is just that moment when someone gives their last breath. No, wait a minute. God is looking for someone that is going to live for him unto the death. One thing about the blood of the Lamb that the devil can never take away is this. The blood of the Lamb shows that God means business in this thing. That God will do performance in this thing. That he would give his life for me. So the deceiver. And the Bible calls him in that same passage, Satan. It calls him and the devil. And then what I read to you, it says it calls him the accuser. The accuser is cast down today because of the blood of the Lamb. And I'm going to just change two words for you. The accuser is downcast because of the blood of the Lamb. Because he has no answer for it. What his business is to point his finger at you and I and say, guilty, guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty. But the blood of the Lamb says, you're clean, you're clean, you're clean, you're sanctified, you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is more powerful than the accuser of the brethren. Glory to God. But beyond the blood of the Lamb, there's something else. We have our part. And that is the word of our testimony. The word of martyrius. Martyrius actually has some meanings. It is translated in the Bible as testimony. It's also translated as witness. It's also translated as reputation. And then also it means this, evidence given. Did you know when a judge makes a decision, if the judge has to make a decision and slap that gavel down as guilty or not guilty, he has to do it because of evidence. I'm hoping that somewhere in my life that someone would have enough evidence to call me a Christian. Boom! Evidence given. I want it in my finances. I want it to be in my prayer life. I want it to be in my worship. I want it to be in my daily activities. That somebody could put their gavel down and say, evidence given, this guy belongs to Jesus. I'm just worried that lots of people couldn't get convicted of that and call themselves Christians. Come on now. Come on now. Even Jesus said this. Many are going to say, Lord, Lord. That's going to be their testimony. Lord, Lord. You know, that's actually saying Master, Master. But it's one thing to say Lord and Master. It's another thing to prove that you do have a Master. Martyrius is evidence given. There was some sons of, the Bible calls them sons of Sceva, who were watching Apostle Paul. And God was doing great things through Apostle Paul, miraculous things. People were getting healed and devils were getting cast out. And then these sons of Sceva, some Jewish guys, thought there's got to be some power there. So they found a guy that was possessed with the devil. So they thought, man, these lips service, there's got to be some power in these words. So they said, we adjure you by Jesus. They didn't know who that was. They didn't know him. Whom Paul preaches, that you come out of this man. Well, you know what? All of a sudden, the devil talks back. The devil says, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? See, they didn't have any evidence of martyrius, but Paul did. Paul said this, I die daily. What was that? That means to the self I'm dying so I can live to Christ. Paul had evidence of this. He had been shipwrecked. He had been beaten. He had been stoned. He had been thrown to the lions. Paul had some evidence that whatever it is, Jesus, that my future holds, I just want to serve you. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. But this guy, these sons of Sceva thought, well, I can just use that and let it be words of my mouth, but not of my life. Well, all of a sudden, that devil jumped on him. And that one man beat up those seven men. Beat them up so bad that they ended up running from the house, naked and wounded. That's what the Bible said. The devil pulled their clothes off, too. So that's just an example. It says you've got to have something more than just from the lips. This is not talking about just from the lips, but it's talking about from your life. Let it be something from your life. I want to be guilty of being a Christian. You know something that I've noticed about today? You can notice it too. What Hollywood wants to happen is for the gays to come out of the closet and for the Christians to go in the closet. You know what I'm talking about today. That is the prevailing push of the social climate in America is to get the gays out of the closet and the Christians push them in the closet. One thing about it is this martyrius cannot be pushed into the closet. This is a word of their testimony that actually caused. There's many of your brothers and sisters that went to that ended up going to be burned at a stake. There was many of them that they were beheaded. I was reading some information about, I didn't even know this until this year, about some folks on the island of Madagascar when the gospel began getting there in the 1800s. And here comes this Queen Reina Vellona. When she came to power, she thought, man, my culture is going to be wiped out by these Christians. So she tried to outlaw Christianity and begin executing Christians. But the problem for her was this. For one she executed, here comes another host to replace those that had died. I read of one incident where she took 19 people from prominent families that were convicted of being Christians. Convicted of it, okay? And 15 of them they took to the top of a mountain that had a cliff on the other side, 150-foot drop. And they lined up those 15 and took ropes and tied on their bodies and then just hung them out over that 150-foot drop and asked them one question. Are you going to worship your Christ or are you going to worship the Queen's gods? And one said, Christ. They cut the rope and dropped that person to their death. They went to the next one, hung them out over that precipice. Are you going to worship Christ or are you going to worship the Queen's gods? Christ. And they cut the rope. They kept doing that one after another, all 15 of them. Some of them, they'd cut the rope, and on the way down, they would begin singing. That's a testimony of Martyrius. The queen finally died, and the next queen came and said, I'm going to stop this. In fact, let's just proclaim Madagascar to be a Christian nation. Hallelujah. That lets you know that there are some people that are willing to go to the death with it. There's brothers and sisters today, right now, at this moment, that the Muslim world wants to take their heads off. And they're willing to stand up for some truth and stand up for, who are you going to serve? I'm going to serve Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what happens. I'm realizing that I'm going to have to stand in judgment by them and have to explain why I may have chosen to go to the closet because somebody might embarrass me. I'm talking real stuff right now. There's some people that want to be a Christian on Sunday. But then they have this dual life on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They use all kind of language. They act like they're part of the world. I tell you, I made my choice. I want to be known as a servant of Jesus Christ.
Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven. Oh, Father, we...
If you would like someone to share your burden of prayer right now, call 361-633-3308 or log on to CalvaryLighthouseChurch.net. Answers has prayer partners throughout the KCTA listening area. God's promises are for you now. If you want to become part of Answers prayer team, let us know. We would be excited to share weekly prayer needs with you as a prayer partner. Also, if you have experienced an answer from God in prayer, call us. We want to rejoice with your praise report. Our number again is 361-633-3308. You can write us at Answers, P.O. Box 539, Portland, Texas, 78374. El Dios que servimos tiene la respuesta de necesidad. Si desea que alguien se asocie con usted en la oración, por favor, llámenos a 361-633-3308. Si Dios ha respondido su oración especial, danos tu reporte. Queremos alabar a Dios contigo. Respuestas es un ministerio en Calvary Lighthouse Church en Portland, Texas.